Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you. If you will tonight, let's go to the Word of the Lord quickly. Thank you for your kindness. In Luke chapter 19, please, saints of God, get something, Lord, put in my spirit. Verse 12, please. He said, therefore, a certain noble went to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said to them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him, sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well done, thy good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou have authority over 10 cities. Then the second came and said, Lord, thy pound had gained 5 pounds. And he said, likewise, him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came and said, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I kept, and I laid up in a napkin. I didn't invest. Tonight, I want to talk to you tonight about something the Lord put in my spirit, and I hope I can help you tonight. It's called investing to obtain greater. Investing to obtain greater. Has God been good to you? God been good to you. And before I pray, I want to say it again. If you can get this book, War in the Heaven. And I'm telling you, the world is missing out. And the church and God, and you know what is that, it's become second fiddle now. How many remembers growing up when Sunday nothing was opened? I mean, you no jobs, no nothing was open. That was the day everybody took off. But now the church and God has become second fiddle. I mean, when I remember Wednesdays that nothing, no activities went on at school or nothing. It took people out of church on Wednesdays. I'm telling you. And he talks about there's a war. How many know there's a war going on in the spirit towards us, our families, and our churches? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you. I ask you to bless this house tonight. Bless these great people. Bless their tired, weary bodies, and bless them tonight, God, in their health, in their homes. And you see the tears that they shed that nobody knows. We ask for your divine help and blessing in their life, Father. Bless them in Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody, if you can, in your own way, will you give him an edified praise in your own way? The praise team did an awesome job, but why don't you praise him for yourself right now? Thank you, Lord. If you're going to help the Lord, shout amen. God bless you, church. You can be seated. We all are looking for authority over our lives. Would you agree? That is to have power to obtain what we need that would change the very outcome. Our spiritual conflicts that would change our physical afflictions and even the effects of life itself has on our life. We're looking for that authority. But Jesus, saints of God, gave us his spirit after we received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, after we heard the gospel and we obeyed it. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. God's Spirit, saint of God, is in you right now if you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yet you have to activate his strength and power when you're active in the Spirit. You activate his Spirit, his strength, and his power when you're active in the spiritual realm. You see, the authority, saints of God, in the Spirit of God, will not activate in your life if you're not active spiritually and consistently. In 2 Corinthians chapter 14 and 4 said, he that prayeth in an unknown tongue, and come on, what? Edifieth himself. So the more that we pray in the Spirit, the more that we build up the strength in our spirit and the strength for our to overcome our will and the world. But in Matthew 17, Jesus came down from a mountain, and there was a multitude, the Bible said, was waiting on him. There was a man kneeling down and saying to Jesus, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's vexed. He falls in the fire, and often he falls in the water. There's something that God got a hold to him, and he's running his life. A spirit has. His life, God, has been controlled by his affliction, which is controlled by a spirit that is in him. Come on. How many know this is a spiritual fight he's talking about? He said, I brought him to the disciples, and they could not even cure him from this Jesus. But he had a spiritual issue that the disciples could not help him with. I'm here to tell you now, have you ever been to a place that you did not have the spiritual authority that it took to get you out of it? I'm going to say it again. Some of you may have not heard that. But have you ever been to a place in your life you did not have the spiritual authority that you needed to get out of that? I'm here to tell you, with Jesus, all things are possible. I don't care where you're at, what you're facing, what you're going through. It is mine and your choice whether we come out or stay in. It's not the devil. It's not demons. It's not life. It's not the world. But it's our choice if we come out or if we stay in. How many is determined tonight? Whatever I got to do, I've got to get to the place that I can come out of it. You see, you have what God gave to rule over the effects of life issues. You have what it takes to rule over life's issues. Somebody shout, I have it. I'm going somewhere. I feel him. Jesus rebukes the disciples standing there for their weakness in the spiritual authority. He turns to them and he rebukes them because they could not help this man. He said, you faithless and you're corrupt people. He called them corrupt because they allowed the world, listen to me, they allowed the world they lived in and occupied their time had been from being active spiritually. He rebuked them, and Jesus has been good enough to give me and you the Spirit to help, to give us authority over life issues. We don't need to get lost in the world and lose what he's gave us. I'm going to say it again. You can falsely accuse everybody, but you don't really know what's happening. I'm here to tell you, they look at Jesus and say, hey, he said, I asked him to help my son, but they could not help him. Jesus looks at him and said, I know your problem, boys. He said, you let the world that you live in occupy your mind and your spirit rather than what I gave you. I've been guilty, saint of God, to let the world overcome me when at the time I needed God's spirit and authority to help me come out of it. Somebody just shout, I have what it takes. What are you doing, saint of God, to activate that authority? Jesus rebukes the demon out of the boy. He rebukes the spirit that was affecting his affliction. Some people, oh, here we go, Jesus. Some people wonder what's going on in their life. They let them portals open and spirits come in and they're beginning to mess up their life. I'm here to tell you, it's time to close some portals. It's time to sweep out some things in your house and throw out some things that are causing the spirit of division, the spirit of malice, the spirit of bitterness. Come on, it's time to clean those portals out. He tells the disciples, he looks at them, rebukes the demon out of the boy. He said, this kind, it goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. He told them what it would take to obtain the kind of spiritual authority that would rebuke these spirits out of this boy. He said, it comes by prayer and fasting. It takes being active in the prayer and fasting to obtain authority over demons and the devil himself. You want authority to change the destiny of your life and the outcome of your life? Jesus gave you and me what we need to determine the outcome of our destiny. Where you at is, doesn't determine what's going to happen. I said, where you're at, what you're going through. This week I prayed for my children, prayed for my grandchildren. I prayed for your children, grandchildren. And there's things I know we're facing, and they're facing it. Issues that as a mom and dad, grandparents, you're facing it. And man, it disturbs me. It really frightens me. But I get to the point, and I told God the other day, I said, I can't win with fear. And I can't win with worry, but I can win through you because I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And can I tell the church, we have what it takes to win against the devil. Somebody ought to shout it, I have what it takes. Somebody shout, I have what it takes. I have what it takes to win against the devil. We can overcome. We can overcome. We can overcome. It will not come without spiritual active, being actively. Numbers 13, Israel had arrived at the door of the promised land. God had led them to the place that could have a new life. He led them there. God gave Israel this land. He gave them new homes, vineyards, and gave them livestock was waiting on them inside the land. It was theirs. Numbers 13 and 2, the Bible said, God said, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. He said, send them. I've given it. How many know God's given me and you the promises? How many know God's given me and you the land? Somebody shout, it's ours. It's not going to come, saint of God, by us just waiting on it. You hear me? God gave them the place that would change their lives spiritually, physically, and prosperity. Just like Jesus has given us spiritual prosperity. If we are active in the Spirit, we shall overcome what we face. The fight. Talking to a great man of God this week. Come on, that devil likes to intimidate us. That devil likes to intimidate us through possessions, through the world, through spirit, through people. He likes to intimidate us to let us know and try to make us believe that he's going to take us down. But the word of God came in my spirit and the voice of God came in my spirit to tell you, you hear me, those promises are ours. No matter what we see and what we're facing to obtain them, they are ours. You need to watch how you act in the house of God. And I need to, hit me Sunday. You have a wrong spirit when God's trying to speak. The Lord smote me Sunday night and spoke to me very deeply about some things in my life and family. And I'm here to tell you, I've searched my spirit all week long. I don't want nothing to hinder God working in my life. I don't want nothing to hinder me. Just like the war in heaven, the book he talks about, you got to be careful. Don't let God become second fiddle or you follow the world. My God, look at the goodness of God they're missing out on. Look at the mercy and the grace of God they're missing out on. Look at the help they're missing out on. How many glad tonight that you got a help that you can call on? God, I feel him. God gave them the place that would change their lives. How many knows God's gave us what would change our lives? You see, we can obtain control over our challenges from the adversary. God brought them here. Now they had to cross over. Somebody shout, cross over and conquer the land. Say, conquer the land. Say, it's time to conquer. They would have never obtained the promised land if they had never become active in the land against the enemy that held the land. They'd have never obtained the land if they had never become active against the enemy. Now I'm going to sit here, and you can sit here all night long all you want to. But I'm here to tell you now, your world's not going to change until you get up and get an active praying towards what's fighting you. I'm going to tell you, the Lord spoke to me Monday or Tuesday, yesterday morning I was praying. And I prayed about Wednesday night services. I prayed about Sunday morning, Sunday night. And the Lord said, it's not you, and it's not me, and it's not the devil. It's the people's choice when they come in, how they obtain my word and eat my word. So I'm not the problem. I'm going to quit feeling guilty. I'm going to quit letting the devil make me feel guilty. It's not my fault if you don't get the promise. It's your fault if you don't get up, because God has gave us everything we need to obtain those things that we need in our life. With God, all things are possible. That ain't my fault. And I ain't gonna hold no more guilt no more. No, sorry, no more. I know my prayer time. I know my days of fasting. I know my Bible reading. But you hear me say, it's time to conquer. They had to physically go in and fight each king to remove and defeat them. 32 kings. Somebody shout 32 kings. Our spiritual authority will work if we will walk in to the place we need God to help us obtain and become spiritual active in prayer and fasting. We got to become active in prayer and fasting. Jesus said, This power cometh by prayer and fasting. Jesus took me to Luke 19. I read an opening text a while ago. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then returned. Jesus is comparing it to him. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered them 10 mina, and said to them, do business till I come. Do business till I come. But when he told them to do business with what he gave them, the Bible said, but the citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. They got mad at him because he gave them something that would prosper their life. But then he told them, you got to go out and get to work to invest it, to cause it to grow in your life. They got mad and hated him the more. You see, yet he gave them wealth. That they got an attitude because he asked them to work. Is it that we get an attitude when we hear preaching about we got to pray? You get an attitude when you ask to fast. You get an attitude when you say, cut off the TV, get away from the ball field a while, get out of the deer woods a while, out off the fishing boat a while, off your horses. The master said, I'm going to give you what will increase the wealth in your life. But you're going to have to go to work and make it grow and make it manifest. But the Bible said they got mad at the servant. The master. We have something valuable. How many knows we got something valuable that Jesus gave us? After he returned, the Bible said, after this Lord returned, had we received his kingdom, after he went and built his kingdom, the command, he commands the servants to whom he had given money to be called to him. You know what that's comparing it to? Jesus coming back. The rapture, the return of Jesus, and we all gonna stand before the Lord and give an account. What did you do with my gift I gave you? Are you hearing me? What are you doing with the gift he gave you? What are you doing? Are you investing it, he said. You see, he gave them wealth. It was now that they worked with it that would determine how much they obtained. It wasn't the world. It wasn't the master that gave. It was them that determined how much they would gain. Here we go. It's not the devil that determines your growth and how much you gain spiritually. Get your finger off the devil and off of everybody else, because it ain't the devil and it ain't everybody else's fault. It's our own responsibility to take what God gave us and invest it so we can prosper. I said, so we can prosper. So we can prosper. You see, how much you work with it is how much you obtain from it. It's how much you pray. It's how much you fast that you obtain from it. The first one came and said, Master, the mina has earned 10 mina. The one you gave me has earned 10 mina. He obtained authority. The Bible said because he invested it, his authority grew from 1 to 10 cities because of his labor. Somebody shout labor. Because of his labor. So when you think praying is a waste of time, fasting is a waste of time, reading the Bible is a waste of time, you better stop and remember what he gave you. As you work what Jesus has given you, you will see an increase in the return of your labor. God will bless you. The more you pray, the more you fast, the more you reach his word, God's going to bless you with more. The more you work, the more you're going to cause that mana to invest and it to grow in your life. The more you labor, the more obtained spiritually. You see, the mana, he said, one of them is 60 shekels. The first one he gave one, and in the end, when he was faithful, invested, he gained, somebody shout 10. That means he went from 60 to 600 shekels. He became a multimillionaire. The master said, well done, good servant. The second one came and said, the manna that you gave me, it earned me 5. It earned me 5. He said, you have gained authority over 5 cities. That's 350. So, ever how much they invested is how much they gained back. Come on. So, it's not a waste of time to pray. It's not a waste of time to fast. It's not a waste of time to be faithful to the house of God. It's not a waste of time to read your Bible. What you're doing is investing what he gave you into your life. And the more you invest it, the more you grow. And see, the devil wants to discourage the children of God and make you believe that all your praying is in vain, all your fasting is in vain, because he knows how much you're going to grow and obtain if you keep praying, if you keep fasting, and if you keep reading the word. He knows how much you're going to get rich on. You're going to grow in prosperity. How many tonight will say amen to this? There's been times when you didn't have nothing spiritually, but the more you prayed, the more you received. When the praises go up, the glory is going to come down. I believe right now if we'll give God some glory, he's going to rain his spirit on us. Come on, somebody give God and manifest him some praise. Let's let him know right now that we love him, that we cherish him. Now I'll tell you, it's work. I said it's work. As you work what Jesus has given you, you will see an increase. It's work. It's work to pray. It's work to fast. Come on. It's work. When you go pray, it's work to keep your mind on praying. Because everything in the world comes to you. I need to mow the yard. I need to change the oil. I need to wash the dishes. I need to wash the clothes. I got to mop the floor. I got to go pay the bills. Everything in the world comes to you. It's work. But see, he was good enough to entrust it into you and me. Come on, he gave it. Did y'all understand? He gave us something that would make us wealthy spiritually. But it's how much we invest that will determine our riches. Oh, something just hit me in the Holy Ghost. The more you labor, the more you obtain spiritually. You see this, church, the second one who came and said, the one you gave me earned me 5, he had 5 cities. Jesus here is revealing to us how to obtain authority. He's showing us how to obtain authority. Each servant obtained a measure of authority over one that was given. This was the realm of authority that was entrusted in them. He said, I'm going to give you this amount of authority. I'm going to see what you can do with it. You see, from the master of the house, the same is with you. The master has given you a level of authority. Listen, the master returned and asked each servant what they did with each one that he gave them. What did you do with it? As he reviewed each one's notes, their authority increased on these bases of how they managed the one that was given to them. That was the basis. How you managed it. I said it last night. We was doing a podcast. You see, God gives us seeds. And every one of us holds seeds in our hand. We hold the seeds to grow spiritually. We hold seeds to grow financially. And we hold the seeds to grow ourselves physically healthy. They're in our hands. But God gives us the Holy Ghost. We have what it takes to grow spiritually. I'm going to give you something that's going to cause you to grow so powerful that you can't believe it, and you obtain so much you won't even believe what you get when I give it to you. I'm here to tell you now, my God, I see it now. There is so much things and so much that God wants to give us that we can't even see, and we ain't even heard a little bit of it. But what if we invested everything we could and managed it right? My God, what would we receive? What would we receive spiritually, life, and physically? Oh, my God. If we manage what he gave us. Did you understand? He gave you something that would bring you out of poverty. He gave me and you something that would change our spirit from spiritual poverty to having a rich spirit. Changing our life to be poverty to having a rich life. Is anybody hearing me? I feel it. Say, my responsibility. It's my responsibility to pray and fast. Oh, to activate growth. There's no one else's response but my responsibility. How much I invest in prayer and fasting will determine how much return I get back in my life. Our SLCs is really, and I know some of you, I'm not rebuking nobody. If you're not doing it, that's your choice. That's fine. But I am seeing, and we talked about it a little last night, I am seeing so many in this church because of it, when they look at that paper and get a responsible and their accountability of time, it's not for us, but it's for them. And multiple people in this church have said through our SLC, our coaches, and said this, man, I didn't realize this. And when you're looking to have a spiritual church and you look at that, you're going, And we wonder why is the devil having so much havoc on our lives? Why are so many falling into depression, oppression? Why is so many so easily offended? When you're so easily offended, that means you ain't got a prayer life. That's what the word says. When you're so easily offended, you ain't got a prayer life. You're so caught up in the world and you're living in that you ain't got time to pray. But get this, saint of God. Say, my responsibility. How much I invest in prayer and fasting will determine my return. The more I invest in prayer and fasting, the more that I will have to invest in more things in life. I'm going to go into that. Just as the servant said at the first about the master, he said, some will say after he tells them to get to work, they replied, we will not have this man to reign over us. Some don't want to be told it's time you got to pray, you got to fast. They don't want to be told, you're not going to tell me. They told him, get rid of this man. He's trying to tell us to get to work. It's going to take work to see a change. He's not going to tell me I need to get to work. You're not telling me to pray and fast to get to work. See, if we want more saints, we will pray and we will fast. The more that you invest in praying, the more that you invest in fasting, the more you will have return in your life. Philip 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Thinking and believing it would give Paul the authority over his city. It would have misled Paul. He did not have the authority yet when he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He didn't have the authority yet. No. Authority, you listen to me right now. Authority over cities and regions and nations is not gained by salvation. Let me say it again. No, it's not. Authority over cities, regions, and nations is not gained by salvation. It is a result of faithful stewardship over your spiritual life. Did you hear what I said? It is the result of faithful stewardship over your spiritual life. God observes what we do with the realm of authority that's been assigned to us. He's observing us. He's watching us. We only receive more authority if we handle what's been given to us. Do you hear me? Increasing authority is a process of work. Paul didn't have that authority yet. He said, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Paul's authority would not come until God saw that he could be a good steward over what he had. Our authority, will not grow until God will see that we can handle what we have. Mark 9:23, Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believe. It does not mean that we are immediately capable of doing everything because we believe it. That don't mean that. It does not exclude us going through a necessary process to obtain it. It don't exclude us from that. Oh, I believe, so I ain't got to pray and fast. That don't exclude you. And some people absolutely believe, if I believe, it'll happen. Oh, I'm here to tell you, that don't exclude you from praying and fasting. It will not come unless you are at work invested in prayer and fasting. Just setting and believing will not bring it to you. Sitting and believing will not bring it to you. We got in a discussion last night, Brother Will and Brother Josh, on a podcast about when the Spirit of the Lord moves in the church. And it hit me last night while we were sitting there. Oh, and when Jairus went to Jesus, his daughter, 2 years old, died. Dying. Jairus' daughter. And he said, you know, I'm not accepting what's happening. So I'm going to go to Jesus, and I'm going to get Jesus to my house. Now, can I tell you something? Too many of us are sitting in a church service. I don't care what kind of word is preached. We all hear different words, different times. But if God ever comes to you with a word, we need to quit sitting in the pew and waiting on an altar call. Let me see if I make it more plain. We are customized to a service. Yeah, we are. We're customized. Like years ago, had a number board on the back, and I heard a church that yesterday that went from 400 in the last few years down to 40, and I know why. They still do roll calls on Sunday morning. The bell rings, changes class. The board's on the back. I can go down the list. Dying out. Customized ways. Ain't nowhere in the Bible that says do that. but we've customized the service for Jesus. Now, Lord, I heard your word, but I can't move until the preacher gives the altar call. We need to be so sensitive and break out of man's customized ways that when I hear Jesus and see him, I'm getting up, I'm coming down here, and I'm going to say, hey, I got a need. Jairus' miracle happened when Jesus saw his faith. You know, hear me. When Jesus saw and heard him and saw his faith, you know what Jesus wait? He's waiting on to see our faith. He's waiting on to see our faith. Naaman had a need. He was a great man of authority, but he was under authority. You want a healing, Naaman? Yes, I do. What do I need to do to get this healing? You go down to the Jordan, you dip 7 times, and you come up, you're going to be healed. Well, he fussed. He didn't like it because Elisha didn't come out, but the servant come out. He said, I didn't want to hear him. I want to hear the prophet. And sometimes we get mad at the messenger. I'm not going to go hear him preach because he ain't Elijah. You better watch out. God has sent you a message through somebody. And when you get the attitude, I ain't going to hear him, you just missed a miracle. Get that attitude. You're going to miss your miracle. And Naaman said, all right, I'll go. He goes down to Jordan. And he dipped 7 times. And 7 times he comes up, his skin was like the skin of a baby. God healed him. I say all that to say this. We want authority, but we got to be willing to do what God asks us to do to obtain that authority. Did Naaman want to dip? No, he didn't. He fussed. It's a muddy Jordan. But that's where God sent him, and that's where it was going to happen. Come on. Change is going to come through prayer and fasting. It's going to come. Do we want to do it? Come on, folks. Come on, be honest. No, you don't want to pray and fast because prayer takes up time. Fasting takes away our food and you have to fight your own fleshly will. But at the end of it, if we do it, we're going to receive something greater than we obtain. Come on, church. Oh, I feel him right now. We was talking last night. It stuck with me all day, guys. It stuck with me all day. Brother Will, his testimonies, man. I sat there and I told my wife, I was amazed. He opened up about some things God showed him and about his life. But Jairus, because he refused to receive the condition of his 2-year-old baby girl. He didn't stay at home. He didn't receive her condition. He said, hold on, I'm going to get Jesus. You can't sit there, saying to God, and wait on him to come to you. You got to quit sitting there and wait. I'm just going to wait on the Lord. Them songs have ruined Pentecost. Stinking, rotten songs have ruined and caused Pentecost apostolic people to lose so many miracles. I don't care if you like it or not. Well, I'm just going to wait on the Lord. And Brother Wills said last night, he said, Pastor, all through the Bible, the conditions of God doing miracles and things happening was they had to get up and go. Wait on the, I know that song. He said, I'm going to get him. He goes and gets him, brings him. Come on. Jesus sees his faith. All I'm saying, he's waiting on your faith. He's waiting on your actions. He's waiting on your movements. You know what you got to break yourself from? Sitting on that pew and just sitting there waiting. And I don't care what they do. If the Lord speaks to you, stand up, walk up the altar and lift your hand and say, God, I come to get it. I don't care if the preacher's still preaching. I don't care if everybody's still sitting. You got to learn to break out of that man-made custom way of sitting. Y'all following me? Oh, I'm in the Holy Ghost and I'm right and I don't care. I know I'm right because the Lord been talking to him about it. We got to get out of that, Brother Randall, that man-made custom way. I don't care. We got to wait till the end of the service, the altar. But maybe about four sentences into a message, the Lord speaks. How many miracles have we missed? How many breakthroughs have we missed? Because we're man-made customized in the services. Come on, folks. Customized. We're going to wait. I watch videos of church and conferences, and every time there's certain churches that change their pulpits. One year they put pallets. You know what pallets are. We built pallets. They put pallets all over the stage, and then all other churches started putting pallets up there. Then they started doing all kinds. They change. They watch and change. They customize. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Follow man's custom. But we got to break away from that if we want God to intervene in our life. So here from this night on, you got to be listening to the voice of God. He's given you what it takes. He's given me. And I've hunted all week. Where's those portals? I'm going to shut that door. I'm going to get rid of that. I don't need none. But how many knows what I'm talking about? We need to get rid of man's customs. Oh, I don't care if you don't raise your hand. I know I'm right. I'm right. But Jim, you feel that in the Holy Ghost? I feel it in the Spirit. But some said, oh, if you miss that, if you move that, you're out of the will of God. Show me Bible where it is. I'm tired of old self-righteous Pentecost long tongue man and woman judging everybody else because mama and daddy and all them did in the past. It don't mean it's Bible. Tired of it. When the preacher starts or the singing starts, if God speaks to you, get up. Pastor, I don't want to interrupt the service. You're not interrupting the service. We're going to see a baby raised. We're going to see a miracle. What's greater than that? Stand to your feet. I feel him. The Spirit just changed a few minutes ago. The Spirit of God just changed. Come on. I respect all that my elders led me through and taught me. But I'm here to tell you some things we got to break away from. God, a mighty Lord, I got to help me, Jesus. I want you to pray right where you're at. We got to break away from custom. Customize men's ways. Come on. He's given us authority to become rich in the Spirit. Oh God, I feel him. I feel his Spirit moving. I declare to this church, I don't care if it's the first song. I don't care if it's the first sentence a preacher preaches. I don't care if it's his title. If the voice of God speaks to you, you rise to your feet and you walk to the throne. You lift your hands and you let God give you a miracle. You let God do what he needs to do in your life. Come on. Man, God's just changed. He just changed the Spirit. Come on. Come on, authority. You have what it takes. Come on. Say it to yourself. Say, I have what it takes. Hey, la la la, bohoshandai. We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.